Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A small business in Knoxville is changing hands. Let's go in-depth with Sherry Reynolds and Heidi Wallace with Grand Headlines Hair Salon. Sherry, have you wanted to do hairstyling since you were a little girl? Or?
Actually, I have. I had a friend one time who had a salon, and as I got older, I would go to her house all the time and listen to her order stuff and everything that she did, and I just absolutely loved it.
And so how old were you?
Well, actually, at that time, I had just gotten out of high school. But when I was younger, I used to just always like to play with hair.
Like?
Friends? Yes, yeah, like friends, dolls, you know, all of the above. I would do braids, brush their hair. Can I brush your hair? Can I comb your hair? Can I braid your hair? Can I put it up? You know, just stuff like that.
Well, and you've been in the business at Grand Headlines for how long?
32 years almost.
And grew a successful business.
Yes, I would like to think so, yep.
Tell me a little bit about the changes that have happened in hairstyles since you started.
Oh my gosh, they've been huge. They started out really tight perms when I first started cutting hair. And one of our terminologies that we used was, we called the perms TWAs, teeny weeny afros. And they were awful. And now the perms are more natural and softer looking. Hair color has grown leaps and bounds. We went from just basically doing a color to now numerous types of highlighting, balayage, it's just gone crazy.
Yeah, it's just pretty amazing. And we thought those, but way back then, we thought those tight curls, those perms, we thought they were pretty.
Yes, we sure did.
Well, and Heidi, how long have you been in the business?
I've been doing hair almost 20 years.
And were you the same way as a little girl?
Oh, yeah. I used to try to cut Barbie bangs. That doesn't work. My grandpa had a bald head, and I'd always sit behind him and smack his head and polish his head. And I was the same way. In high school, I did my friend's hair for prom, and I was always trying to braid or try to make my sister sit down, and I'd smack her on the head with a comb to get her to behave. So, yeah, I pretty much wanted to do this my entire life.
Do you remember your first client, Sherry?
You know, that's funny. I honestly don't. Must have been too long ago. I remember a lot of my clients that have been with me, though, for 32 years, but I don't remember my first one.
Do you, Heidi?
I do. I remember I was, I went to cosmetology school in Ottumwa, and it was a little lady that came in and short hair, just a regular haircut. I was scared to death. Probably did an awful job, but you always have to have a first.
Yeah, and is it a continually learning process? Do you keep learning?
Oh, yes. I've always said that if you think you know everything in hairstyling, that you need to get out, because there is always something that you can learn. Even if it's one thing, you go to a hair show, but you can always learn something.
Go to a hair show? What's
yep.
that?
Oh, we have lots of hair shows. So between Des Moines, I've been to Des Moines. I've even been to, we've been to Long Beach, California. You go there, they have people on stage, you watch them. They cut hair, they color hair, they perm hair. They do everything and teach you new techniques.
Like what? And what new technique? Give me an example.
Well, it depends on what's going on. You know, each time you go, I feel like they've made color better, doing new techniques with color. We started out, we pulled hair through a cap and we colored the hair that way. Then they went to just using foil, and you would weave hair and put the foil in it, and you do that kind of thing. And they've just got so many different terminologies for color now that it's just not even the same. So then you go to these classes to learn how to do all that stuff.
And so you go to them too?
Absolutely. I have a background in education. I taught cosmetology school for 13 years, 12 of which at a school in the Cedar Rapids and Dubuque area. So yeah, we did the same thing. I'm going to different classes, meeting people in the industry that have been doing it for years and years. Product people that were maybe, you know, like Paul Mitchell, you know, meeting people from Paul Mitchell or meeting people from Redken or different product lines. Definitely. It's, you can never stop learning. I worked with a gal in Dubuque, and she had been doing hair for 42 years, and that woman was amazing to watch. She would get videos on her iPad, and she would be doing hair and teaching, and you know, it's so inspirational, because like Sherry said, if you feel like you know everything, just get out of this business, because I've been doing hair for 20 years, Sherry's been doing hair for 30 some years, that you never know everything. And that's the exciting part about our industry. It's amazing.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Sherry Reynolds and Heidi Wallace with Grand Headlines Hair Salon. I guess I have to say the color stuff, like the purples and reds and stuff like that, it took me a little bit getting used to seeing women with that. But then now it's just sort of normal, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I sort of typical guy like that?
I think that's typical and everywhere. And in our industry, we're used to those things. But, you know, we see them at hair shows. We've seen them for years. You know, we see the Pinterest pictures. We, you know, watch the tutorials. But, you know, it's like the outside public world that sees it. They might take a second look sometimes and feel a little bit differently about that. But what people don't understand about those hair colors is they're not easy. It's like it's a project. It takes a long time to get to that point. And so for us, it's more of a challenge. And, you know, it's like it's not easy. And it's expensive. So on both ends, ours and the client's end as well. So.
And we love a challenge.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Bring on the challenges. Yep.
The challenges, I mean, you love the challenges. And what do you mean by challenges? Something new? Or I guess a client that says, I want to do this and I want to look great. Is that a kind of challenge too?
Yep, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Right, because sometimes people have a certain hair color when they come in and they want something that's completely, you know, different, and that it might take a little while to get to that. It might take 6-8 months to get to the point where they want, because people are always playing with their hair. They're putting color from the store on their hair. They're jumping around to different chairs. You don't know what's on their hair, so it creates more challenges for us. So sometimes we're not really sure what we're doing when we look at that, and we have to go back, and we have to go back to basics, go back to school and think, okay, what do I need to do to put on this hair to make it what we want it to be? And that's a huge challenge sometimes. So there's a lot of head scratching and back to basics. So yeah, it's pretty challenging.
Well, and so every time somebody sits in your chair, it's like a science experiment.
Well, you just never know what they're going to ask you to do when they come in. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, I just like the way you cut it, do it the same. Mm-hmm. But you'll get several that'll say, I want something new, or they come up with a new idea. Mm-hmm. And boom, right then and there, you got to come up with it. Mm-hmm.
And so what do you pull it down a magazine or something on Pinterest?
Sometimes, yep. Depends on.
Mm-hmm. We watch a lot of videos. I mean, there's a lot of tutorial videos out there, professional ones that we follow, and, you know, that helps us out. And like Sherry was saying, it's changed so much. It's not just, you know, the cap highlights. It's the balayages and the freehand painting and the, you know, different types of products that will do different things. It's a game changer, but it's fun. And a lot of times the clients, they bring in things that you say, oh, I've never seen that before. So you have to do a little bit of research too, because the internet has made it so different. It's such a game changer. Because people are bringing in pictures that you've never seen before. So you really have to scratch your head.
Well, and so you probably don't just have to think about how do I make it look that way. You might have to learn a new technique too.
You have to think, how do you get to that point when they show you a new picture? Mm-hmm. How do I get from this to this? And sometimes what people don't understand is they'll see this picture and it's the most gorgeous hair. And let's say maybe they were blonde and it's got all of this stuff in here. Sometimes it takes two or three times to get to that point. You don't just get there anymore. It's a process.
And do people understand that?
I would say for the most part they do. Once you explain it, explain to them where it's, like a lot of times celebrities kind of, they kind of mess us up, because you will see a celebrity, like the Kardashians, you'll see like a picture, they have blonde hair, and the next thing you know they have black hair, and then they have blonde hair again, and a lot of that's not real, so we have to explain that to them.
Right. Yeah. No one's photoshopping us as we want.
No. Right.
No.
At least not
unfortunately.
Not at all.
Okay. And so sometimes you might have to lower expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have to do that?
Yeah. Sometimes mm-hmm. you do. Sometimes you actually have to tell them, too, this really is not going to be possible.
Right.
And you also have to let them realize that because they see this person with all this hair and they don't have that much, you have to explain to them that it may not look just like that because they do have different hair.
Mm-hmm. Right, because hair has all different kinds of characteristics, qualities.
Yep. Just because you bring in a picture of Jennifer Aniston doesn't mean that I'm going to look like Jennifer Aniston. That's what I like to. So sometimes we have to have them cover up the faces, because who doesn't want to look like Jennifer Aniston?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, it probably wouldn't be a good look for me, but I understand.
Of course not. Right.
I understand your point.
Good point.
But you know what? If you want to try it, that's go for
right.
it.
All right, let's do it. We got time.
Come see us next time.
Okay, but I mean, sometimes you just, mm-hmm. it's, we can have big dreams, mm-hmm. and you do your best to help people right. reach those dreams.
That's yeah. Right. There is a thing that I have in the back room. It's a little poster thing, and it says, I am a beautician, not a magician. And it's so true sometimes. Yeah. We can't always do everything.
Do people understand that?
I think for the most part, yeah.
If you explain it to them, that's all you have to do. Right, you have to just set them down, and you just talk to them, and you explain it to them. People understand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always go by the thing, don't promise them anything you can't deliver. Mm-hmm. So if I were to say, oh, absolutely, you can do that, and then, 3 hours in, I'm looking at it saying no, I mean, when would be the best time to tell them that doesn't work? Not then. Yeah. It's beforehand. Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Sherry Reynolds and Heidi Wallace with Grand Headlines Hair Salon. Does Knoxville tend to follow the latest styles? Well, where is the big center of innovation? I mean, is it Hollywood?
It's Hollywood. It's TV. It's right. Pinterest. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like Knoxville has... I think they do follow a lot of it because of those things. Years ago, we didn't have that. We had books. So it took us a while to get there, but TV and internet is huge.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And so it used to be like the fashion styles. It used to be, I don't know, we'd be a season or two behind, right?
Yeah, we were.
But that doesn't happen anymore, with hair?
I don't feel like we are.
Oh, yeah, we see everybody on TV, on the internet, and it's just like it can't take that long.
Right.
And it's so fascinating, the trends. It just always amazes me that what we think is just incredibly beautiful now is just, in a year or so? Is it passé? Is that, how long does it last?
Not necessarily. And the neat thing is it used to be, there was one hairstyle everybody wanted. It was Farrah Fawcett. It was the Jennifer Aniston. Now it's wonderful because we can do any hairstyle for anybody. Mm-hmm. It's not just those.
Right.
And I like that because not everybody looks good in Jennifer or Farrah or,
Right.
It's a variety.
And so, Heidi, you're taking over the business.
I am.
And you're local? You're from here?
Yes. I was born and raised in Knoxville, graduated from Knoxville High School in 1997, and I left in 2003. So, and I used to work here at Grand Headlines with Sherry and the girls, and when I was really young. But it seems like I haven't left, so.
So you're looking forward to it?
Oh my gosh, this is a dream come true for me. This is amazing. Just a wonderful opportunity that Sherry's helping me get to here. So yeah, I'm very looking forward to it.
So now, let's say you go to Hy-Vee, and you see somebody there with a hair. Do you ever see somebody where you want to say, oh, come on, honey, come on over, I can really help you? Does that ever happen?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of people that you see, but sometimes you have to be polite, maybe not say anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have given people my card. When I first started doing hair, which was 32 years ago, I carried my business card with me everywhere I went. And I handed it out to lots of people, and it worked. I worked for somebody for 9 months, and it should never have worked when I opened, but I was determined, and I would work 12 to 14 hours just to make it work, and that card was with me everywhere. I was handing it out day and night.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you probably look at every hairstyle in the place, yeah, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
There are 40 people in there, you're looking at them.
Right. Our eyes go straight to hair. Look at that.
That's right.
Look at that.
Ooh,
do you ever say, you look great?
Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
You betcha. You bet. I'll tell somebody in here that maybe I've never done their hair and I like their hair. I'll say, hey, you got a good hair. You got a good hairstyle. You got a good color, you know.
Right.
Why not?
Right. We're all in this together, in this industry. Yep.
So, what's a good day? What's a great day? When you go home, what's a great day?
Making people smile. You can tell when they're done and they're happy. Mm-hmm. It's a very rewarding job to make them smile.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, same thing. Just, you know, I always say, like, we do this not just for the hair, but we do it to make people feel their best. And, you know, they can have the worst day and they can come in here and we can, like today I had somebody come in and she was having a bad day. I said, sit down, I'll make you feel great, don't worry. She left here feeling $1 million, and that to me, that just warms my heart, you know, to think that I got to help somebody that day. So that's what it's all about. Not just beautiful hair, which we can do, but
I feel lucky,
yeah,
for the job that I have, because you can make other people feel good. Mm-hmm.
It's like hairapy.
Oh, I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Alrighty.
Thanks to Sherry Reynolds and Heidi Wallace for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.